Hi, this is Dave O'Meara, and this is 5x5 on Friday, June 10th, 2005. I'm returning today to Science and Hypothesis by Henri Poincaré, and with my glacial reading and reacting to this book. I'm still in the chapter on the classical mechanics and Poincaré's discussion of alternate laws of inertia. And the last time this problem, I was reading this section,
I had completely dropped out of grad school by this time, moved home from Syracuse to Milwaukee. I guess I could say that I had damaged my own abilities to relate to other people by pursuing an intellectual and imaginative life that I try to measure not in grades or degrees or publications, but only by the intensity of
understanding here, a moral insight to an epistemological process. Okay, we'll keep going with this. We build our beliefs and hopes out of these small misunderstandings with reality and live off husks of bread that we call
kinds of insight and clarity
poor children play.
And I thought how this moment didn't seem random at all, but that Sylvia thought clearly when she was thinking of the bottom line of her economic reality. And if she could think clearly when she was thinking about the bottom line, well, then I had to wonder, did that mean that she
circular motions without eccentricity at all, and from them deduced the law, and were later rudely awakened by experience when a comet came through. Now, he never mentions the third order law again, except that I realized it's meant to be held up in the reader's mind when he discusses our own law. Do we have to be afraid that our own law is analogous to the first order law?
For Sylvia Flatlanders, the main problem came in almost in one line near the end of the five-part series in the New Yorker that Susan Chin wrote, where in the middle of what seemed to be just a running at the mouth with a series of inappropriate mixed-up metaphors, she suddenly said, "I want to go
and going to movies at the Oriental Theater." This is back in the days before the era of the VCR, shortly before that era, and you actually had to go to a movie theater.
So,
a repertory cinema, I guess, is what
astronomy is about
programming
the whole
that took place at the Oriental, and that was where you could immerse yourself in movies.
May we not fear that someday a new experiment will falsify the law in some domain of physics? An experimental law is always subject to revision. We may all expect to see it replaced by some other and more exact law, but no one seriously thinks that the law of which we speak,
a sudden subtle tick of light,
will ever be abandoned.
The memory of a perfume or a snatch of music,
each strung into being by some unknown influence from without. Okay, the strum there, obviously playing a musical metaphor to
comes out that sounds
reading
back out into the hole.
I don't know where those thoughts were leading to, or what I would choose,
or
where
I would call the end.
There's a light mist in the hospital,
warm, unthreateningly sad.
Maybe rationality is too strong a word for this train of thought. Most of us would say that the tactics that he chose to pursue his goal,
wandering about in his shirt sleeves in the bitter sub-zero
seems like
clearly
irrational.
It's an insight. It's a better metaphor. It provides,
describes the situation better than the stock metaphor of she is a victim of the disease of schizophrenia, or it's also better than the earlier
and even when it is applied,
version,
still be
the earlier metaphor that was applied to people with severe mental illnesses, which was that they were possessed by the devil.
There will be a ready explanation of any breakdown of the law. So he's apparently setting up his argument here. He says the only decisive test of the law of inertia would be to return everything in the universe to its initial position and see what it does, which clearly is impossible.
Spending the night there, so and just successfully achieved that goal.